the way. This is how you gonna see by this way or not. Is don't worry. Myself took 2 years. The boy explained it about it. Really? Why have to be here? This is not really related to the yoga, not related to the yore healing, not related to the tai chi energy. Doesn't relate to. Just use diagram to explain the quality characteristic of the citta. What kind of quality that the citta and the pure doing abide with. If the quality of citta with a sexual desire, see, we know that, but that moment we got to lose it. The bird in the cage. We know it, but we cannot be free. Until we see it, oh, that is there. The bird outside, we know it's not got to lose. But the citta caught up with, but Mano is seen, that is free. Is it still? And worldly concern, the worldly concern also. What is worldly concern? Concern about tomorrow, about living, about work, about everything that we're living right now. This worldly concern, everyone has it. But most of the time we see straight because we have got to lose. And the jhana, pure doing, abide with that quality of citta. If we see the citta warrior concern, and we see that it means the jhana, mano, already free. But the worldly concern still has. Even the Buddha has worldly concern. How? Wake up morning, the Buddha see today, which direction I should go to arms around. This worldly concern, how to live. And then he also think further that, plan further, oh, who I'm gonna see today. And what Dharma I'm gonna teach him to support, to help him, them, to liberation. See, this is a kind of worldly concern. Every noble one have, but not jump in there, not let that to lose. The mano is free. The citta still functioning normally. And sometimes, see, most of the time we are busy. Citta so busy, I want to control the citta. Go in concentration, deep absorption, peace for a while, for 10 minutes, for 1 hour. The Buddha also has done it. All noble ones also do it. Take a rest. But they take a rest, but they're not attached. For ordinary people, attach everything. Because of knowing in there, and knowing in there, not separate. This is mine. That's why more concern, more suffering. But we practice to reflect, to see. That is also we are developing mano to be strong. Mano can know the citta, can know the body. That's why what is knowing, that label Buddha called mano. And this mano will shed itself and see more. That we activate Chakku Karani and Jhana Karani, become a pure knowing later on. When we come up, that quality become pure knowing, see everything clearly. All of those, it doesn't mean it stop, it's still. But we not jump in. That what not jump in is mano and pure knowing, not caught up with. Not let all of those to lose it again. And when mano is pure, is knowing pure and clear, the citta itself become clear and clean automatically also. This is processing. And when Long Po come, Long Po gonna explain all about this day and day, go many detail, many things. And this, during we listening to him, we can see and reflecting, we can realize, we can understand more and more, bit by bit. And he have billions of ways. He really brilliant to get the audience and to follow him and to see what it is. And some moment, maybe some of you can see that. During the talking. And most, he said, most of people right now, the condition right now, people can attain enlightenment during listening more than practicing themselves. See, when we go practicing ourselves, most of the time we are do something that we lost. Like we not really develop our practice. There are more practice there, I'm getting lost. Like I'm away from the world. Like this world is really enemy to me. I cannot go along with the world right now. Because we dreaming practice. We dreaming practice will not come to reality. We have to come to reality and use the, what we have right now to practice, to see. And in all of this processing, will arise. And we also will realize, and we also will see more and more and more and more. And then we will become ashamed. Change from inside. When we change, automatically we inspire everyone around us. Automatically. Because we no more acting like that. We no more say that word, that sentence they expect. Children come out from our mouth. They're not upset. They are free. They feel good. They are comfortable with us. Relationship getting better. Automatically. That benefit from us. Not waiting them to change. Not really try to work many ways to trick them to change. It's never work. Because we didn't change, we cannot change their point of view. But if we change our point of view, we change our responsibility, we change our action, we change the way we are, utterly inspiring them to respond to us in a different way, automatically. This is how what goes around comes around, what Dharma practice, and what is the support from our practice, and what is related to the Dharma also. If some people right now know the word Dharma and then start to complain, oh, this year my Dharma is so bad. All things bad things come to me. Maybe I have bad Dharma coming. See, we have nothing complain to karma. And usually it's the key of karma is present. What we respond, what we react. That's the key to change everything, not complain to that. If we complain to that, we never change, we never look at reality, we not respond well, then you can complain to karma. Because our fault, our mistake, we cannot complain. We cannot accept ourselves also. That's why we put to the karma. The way, if we look it the other way, everything come to eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. We label that karma, come to contact us. Some is good, some is bad. Okay, we push in the category of karma. Everything is karma. Some is good, come to contact. Okay, let's say right now, we have good karma. Our life in condition like this, we have good karma. But just sometimes, bad thing come. Just someday, bad thing come. Okay, that's bad karma. Let's say, in the other analogy, we see the rain. We think the rain will fall down. Maybe not. If the condition of the pressure and humidity not enough, you will have a cloud, no rain. That's why if we see this way, what we do good, we create a white cloud, okay? What we do bad, we create a black cloud. And sometimes the black cloud move in, but the condition of the rain not ready, not falling down, just pass by. And that's why the wise man said, we have to cultivate our goodness as much as often as we can. Because that's like we have created a big area of white cloud. More opportunity for the white cloud to fall down. We push the black cloud away far as we can by cultivating the goodness. But somehow, we are alive so good, but I don't know. That's one group of black cloud in the condition of the wind blowing. In the right condition, it's falling down. We have black rain also sometimes without expect. if we like our life like this, now to do, we use the way of life voice of the world. What is come to contact? I am nose tongue body as a karma. We need to use those karma as a voice of one have done, cultivate the perfection. But most of the time, good or bad come to connect, function with us. Most of the time, what we respond? Bad karma. Respond by bad, even though sometimes we have good intention. But the way we act, the way we respond, is bad karma already. Without intention, bad. But what we respond is bad karma. It's finally, we complain, why my life like this, why my life like this? Mm-hmm. Because you still keep doing bad karma.
Mm-hmm. Keep reacting.
Reacting. And keep make more bad karma. Create a black cloud yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why black rain falling down. Mm-hmm. You need to complain. Accept it. And then now, okay, what is bad coming? What I see, what I hear, what I feel, what I taste, what I smell, how bad it is, okay, accept it. And be able to respond as I can. When we respond on the right way, we create a new karma that we also cultivate perfection in the same time. See, this is the way to look at the, if you look at the Dharma as all karma, like this, we can practice also in the way of the Dharma. And we also can see why Dharma is so amazing. Any point of view we look at, we can practice. See, as a karma, we can practice with karma. See, as a full function of mindfulness, we can practice. See, as a four noble truth, also we can practice. See, as eightfold noble path, also we can practice. How is a practical way without work? Really technical, not the dogma. Not only saying to people to believe and feel good. And believe, oh yeah, what without word is true. What without word is right. I can practice. But we are never practice. We are never practice. The problem is we know, but we not start yet. And the way to start so simple, reflecting. Really, really simple. Make a simple way to practice, to change ourselves. I really believe you are can. Your ability, that is more than enough to practice. You already have. You already have. Just trust yourself, I can do. I can do. That's it. If you trust yourself only this, you already can walk on the path. Automatically. How simple. I want to bring the Dharma of the Buddha in the old time, even though right now still relate well, still functioning well, can work it well. It's simple like this. I don't want to make, because myself getting lost for long, because look at the Dharma, not in a practical way, look at the high, too good, too great, too good Buddha, too good Dharma. To create sangha, push them on the outer, too high, I cannot reach, like too far from my life, like too far from me, oh, I'm just small, I cannot get there. See, that's, we look down ourselves, not look down, we have ability, we have the so good condition of living right now. Use it and work on it and practice. We will change. If you try, we try, I can guarantee also 7 days. In this 7 days, if you ask yourself often, put the goal, I will reflect myself 1,000 times a day. Not much. See, we have a goal, we have intention to reflect it. What I'm doing now, what I'm feeling now. That's it, what I'm doing now, what I'm feeling now. Simple. And then we also shape, see it, and then, oh, we're going to do us. Not right. See, Mano, we have a power. That's the power is Mano. oh, not right, not right. Shouldn't do that. Oh, not good to see that. Not good to say that. See, now we see, not only know. When we reflect it, we see clear. And then we can stop it. If sometimes it's just too strong desire, we might see it, but not enough. Not enough. We might follow it for a few seconds and oh, stop. Not good, not good. See, we still see what we get used to. We still do it what we used to. But when we see again and again and again, finally we will stop it. We can overcome it by mano, more powerful than citta. And see the citta and see the body more clear. And then we are changed, automatically change the way of our response, change the way of the citta thinking, change the way of how it's dreaming. Oh, that's not real. See, when we understand something, oh, that's not real, it's fake. We no more thinking about that at all. Because we don't know benefit. That's when you change yourself automatically when you start to see it again and again and again. And again.
Yes. So how is vijnana different from citta?
Vijnana. Vijnana is part of the citta. Okay. The citta have four quality. Memory. Feeling. Citta can recognize. Citta can recognize, can remember. And same time, keep in record. This is a citta. And can feel it. That's citta. And can create it. This is a citta. And it can know it. This is a citta. That's called Buddha label is a citta. Have full quality. That's called citta. Working continuously, non-stop.
So how does that relate to the five skandhas?
Yes, it's five khanda. That's why it is four called citta. Work together called citta.
Okay.
This is a moment of it that relate to working, functioning with it all. It's jetasik, emotional. See, all emotional is called jetasik. That working. And then what is knowing? Everything is a vijnana. Vijnana, that element to know, or knowing element. When you feel something, you know it. When you recognize something, you know it. When you create something, you know it. See how it's related here. That's called citta. And then if pushing together like this, all together, like this finger, cannot separate. Like a together. And then what is knowing that can change for itself become a mano.
Okay, so the vijnana knowing is different
knowing.
From the mano knowing?
Mano also, same vijnana.
Okay.
Same, but when the quality to really recognize, see and know and clear, not really together,
okay.
That's called mano.
Right.
Because you see how the citta reacting.
So it's like a more refined, pure
yes.
type of knowing.
See more clear and you're like, you see and not get involved. That's quality of mano, but always in and out, in and out, in and out. See?
So, does mano consist of the five skandhas as well?
Different now.
Right.
It's different group now. But Buddha call mano. See, that's why Buddha use the word really specific characteristic when it change. See, sometimes we see ourselves thinking back, we see how the citta thinking. Right, creating, that's create. We see, but we're not in there. At that moment, mano separate. But sometimes, I in there. Self becomes self completely because of four khanda completely there. Recognition, remember, keep in memory, and can feel it, and create it, and know it, just together. This fully self. This is mind attached. And locate here is a form, five khanda. Know everything, understand everything, but cannot control. because emotional of desire in the citta too powerful. We also know what I'm doing, what I'm talking. But it's how it bad also know also what I cannot control it. When we be reflecting, more mindful, more reflect, more mindful, automatically also the knowing element, it like a start to see the body, to see the citta, to see the vedana, like a differentiate now. When it start to differentiate, can see differentiate it is the vinyana. Just see that, know that, that call mano. And then finally the mano quality change become completely jakukarani yana karani, that is a pure knowing. But same thing, like we get a sugar cane. Sugar cane, we boiling, become a syrup. Same. And then from syrup, we keep melting, become a, when it dry, become a sugar. Same, the vinyana, in the five kanda called vinyana, when you put in this trajectory. When we practice, be aware, see more. We see more of this form, this sanya, this is feeling, this is sankhara. When see that, that automatically become mano. Buddha called mano. That can see the citta, and can direct citta. Call mano. And then when you can see more clear, that means in that process when we practicing, reflecting our self-mindfulness, then become mano already. But we cannot differentiate right now. Cannot yet. But that already mano arise. Believe of Dharma already and see the how body function, how the feelings, how the citta reacting, run to past and future. When you see, that will become mano already. And then you see more until you become a pure knowing. That jakku karni, yana karni activate. Automatically. Bit by bit depend on what the quality we observe. What the mindfulness we are at that moment. See? That's it. Bit by bit. And then when you separate, that means you are free. Come back again. Caught up with the emotional, with the citta, with the, all the worldly concerns, sexual desire, and with absorption, I want to hide myself, I get hit from all of this, I want to control myself to become peace, to absorption. Also, see how it's busy, really, really busy here, all the time. Mm-hmm. We are caught up with this four quality, and this is mean we jumping in both sides. Both sides here, and we also just cut up these four qualities. And the mano or pure knowing is not pure because it's inside of the emotional, all emotional. That's why we any kind of emotional we have, we know it. But we know inside. We didn't see it. We know because we got to loop it. That's the case of the bird. The bird know also there is a case, but they cannot fly out. They want to go out also, but cannot. Similar like that. But when we more reflect, then we out from the case. We can see body, and we can see the clarity of a citta.
Well, we have to be sotapanna to be able to see the mano.
No. Before you become sotapanna, also you have mano. We also have mano right now.
So we can't see it.
We recognize. We will see also. That's characteristic. And you can like, oh, mano is like this. Now, you're not practice enough yet to see. When you practice, oh, okay, this is mano, like this. No word to explain when you see it. But you just can label, okay, what would that meaning? Mano is like this. Same the vedana, feeling present and unpresent, we know now. Because we see it often. We see it often. That's why we can know. But know also when you practice, we also will know. You will know yourself too. When you get there, okay, I got it now. No word to explain. we also start to label is mano, what Buddha label. Why the Paccekha Buddha attained enlightenment similar to the Buddha, but he doesn't have enough compassion and wisdom how to label the covering of the truth. Or the most covering of the truth is intangible, right? Take a show. You have to feel it, you have to see it. That's why Paccekha Buddha cannot teach Solitary Buddha. He cannot teach because he doesn't know how to label, to make people to understand by idea and to follow the practice. But only the Buddha that have ability of wisdom and great compassion, how to label each characteristic of the truth, differentiate each characteristic by the color of the truth, and people can see with practice. This is great compassion of the Buddha and great wisdom of the Buddha to helping us when we have a lot of dust in the eye, difficult to see the truth, but we can understand to reduce the doubt beginning and then keep walking, follow the path that Buddha already point for us. Yeah. Now, we can have question about Mano, what is fine. It's good thing because it inspiring us to keep walking until we see. One day you will see the, what is characteristic of Mano. But during we are reflecting, that already we see the body, that we see the citta, that we see the film, that we see the Dharma, that it can see. That is Mano transform itself, become a pure knowing. That called Chakku Tarani and Jnana Tarani. But activate already. But so fast, too fast. And I can do exercise. Lead you to see. Okay, now. Can you close the eye? And count 1 to 10. Loud as loud, but count inside 1 to 10. And then you observing where the sound come from with location in this body. Count loud as loud you can. 1 to 10. Counting, and then you see where the source of the sound coming from, where located in this body. Don't make the voice out, silent, and find out where the sound, location of the sound. Keep counting. When you hear, wherever, just raise the hand, tell me. Where you hear, where the sound around.
I feel it, like back of the head.
Back of the head?
Yeah.
Okay. You feel around here? Okay. Around here? Around here?
I feel it
around here. Around here, okay. Where you feel? Anywhere. It's different of you around here. Different, you can hear, you can see the sound, different area. Sometimes, some people can see two spots. But where the most spot you hear the sound? Most spot where? Around here, right? You are around here, you are in the back. This is, I can explain to you to understand yourself what the quality of your citta, how it's working. When I order you to count, the citta is ordered. The citta is ordered. Come from where? The numbers come from memory part. You counting, that you use sankhara, proliferation, counting. If you hear around here, in behind, around, above, or whatever, that you already in brain function. That you are out in brain function already, that you call your mind. In brain function to protect, and you hear there. And if you hear the sound around here, usually that is mano. You are control. Oh, not talk. The sound when I come out, you control yourself. Don't talk. Just keep the sound there. See, that is mano. Control intention to act. That's control yourself. Mano can control yourself. Sometimes it's voice. That you hear around here. some people can hear here. If they can hear around here, that you see the memory. You see the root of citta. Someone can hear around here, that they go in meditation, some state of concentration in their counting. Too much intention. That's why everyone can hear from every part of the body. Different people have different quality. That this is the way you see citta. Just you see the characteristic of how it is. That is the way. But now you just find out what it is only, but not really see clear. Now we can count again. Do this exercise again. Okay, close the eye. And count 1 to 10 again. Loud, as loud you can count. And you see again where the sound locate. Where the sound come from. Where is sound loud in within our body. Counting. 1 to 10, counting loud as loud, and then you see where the your ear, where the sound. Here, okay, still here. It's okay, wherever is fine. You just hear. Where you still hear? You hear? You still hear?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
See.
At first it's always here,
uh-huh.
But when I start concentrating, that is in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but at first it's always around here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, see, you see, if you are hear the sound around here, it's same thing. In the mouth, just mean you are keep controlling your body. That's like a mano or not talk, not talk. Don't let the sound out. But the sound around here, but you have still hear the sound around here. This is the citta already order the brain function. You're in brain function. This is you can identify yourself what station you are. If you are always hear the sound here, that you are a lot of thinking. Everything you are project on the mind, on the monitor. You are based on the monitor. When it pop up, you see a lot of things. If you are hear the sound around here, that means you are really not much on that, but you really be aware what you're acting. More aware about acting, about talking or yourself. You are really in control. Try to control yourself. In the right, what is right, what is wrong, what is need, what is good, what is true, what is shouldn't. Right? This is the nature of your citta right now. This can tell. Now you get in this quality. And if any of quality you are, we use our quality to practice. Now you are in the brain function. That citta order the brain function. Already come from the citta order the brain function. Brain function is a monitor, it's a mind, projecting out like a monitor. Now we don't erase, don't change anything in monitor because that is not the cause, that's the result. And then we use that as a mirror reflecting ourselves. You use that reflecting yourself. Then you can practice also, see? Any quality you are, you can practice. You also, you are always trying to see, and then you are in control. That also, you can use ability you are, can practice yourself, reflecting yourself also. This is practical. Use what we have. No need to try to change it. Just use the quality of patience. Kanti, patient with the way it is of ourselves. That's real patience. It means we can patient with ourselves. Someone said patient, oh, you have to be patient with that people saying that. It's easy. If you look at this way, it's easy to be patient with something bad, bad condition, bad situation. Bad emotional people around, it's easy. But cannot be patient with our own. Real patience to collect the parami is patient with our own emotional. Patient with our own quality. patient with our own characteristic, our own pattern. That's real patient. That's why we need, see, parami, we need patient. To be patient with, patient to look at, patient to be with, patient to reflect it. And then we can see more. If we're not patient, we pushing, right? And that's not it. Oh, it's so bad. I want to try to erase. It's bad thought, oh, not come out. I don't want it. See, that's why we're pushing and pulling, we tie ourselves. We don't practice. Look like we want to practice, but we don't practice. We lost. That's why first real patient is be with, can be with whatever is rising. Can be with until we see it. Be with until we see it. We see it automatically. You can abandon later on. That's why abandon is the fruit from what we realize. If we don't realize yet, we just see it. Oh, I don't want, I want to push. Okay, that's it.
Can we see you again?
Prabhuni, perhaps you could end by talking a bit about Longpo Jamnyan and the retreat coming up.
Yes. That's why this, all this picture that I mentioned, when Longpo come, we're talking about this. About this diagram, about how to practice middle path, about desire to look us, how our jitta working, how to observe, how to see, how to realize, how to practice with what we have, how to keep ourselves in the middle path, how to stay, how to maintain, how to see it, how to keep practice, maintaining, not in maintaining ourselves in the middle, how to maintain ourselves in practice, in reflecting. That Longpo always talking, and when Longpo teaching, is in talking, keep talking, talking. Sometimes we know the audience. How to trick the audience. One day in one retreat in San Francisco, many people know Longpo by from different point of view. Someone know Longpo that he is great master of amulet. He is a powerful mind. And he is a great shaman. He can shedding bad spirit. Someone is saying, oh, Longpo is so great. He can make a wish. Blessing us can be rich. And someone look at Longpo as a, wow, he is a great master teacher in Vipassana. Different people, different point of view. One day, that one retreat, that's about 80 people in the retreat in USA. And half of that is come, expect Longpo can help them, can advise their life, getting better, they can raising them to overcome the obstacle. That's half of the room at that. And the half is expect that I come to Longpo come just once a year, expect I can get great dharma on this retreat. That retreat they pay over $1,000. They expect that they're gonna get good dharma. But first 3 days, no dharma. Longpo just talking about those, somebody show the picture and Longpo showing where he have been, where he is, we have been, how it is, in each country he go. He keep going, keep talking, this, and talking about those story, this story. And laughing and enjoy. People looking for the dharma. When he gonna talk dharma? I'm waiting for 3 days already. And for the people that's confused, they get enjoy, happy, feel free. Sit meditation 10 hours a day. Not much, not really. Oh, I have to do that. Oh, so great. And people expect dharma is, didn't hear any dharma yet. Pass by 3 days and day four. That, you know, that's morning when Paul start to, like he melt in everyone in one page. Melt everyone in enjoy, laughing, happy with Long Ho in an afternoon. Like everyone opened it. Everyone ready. Start to throw the Dharma out. Everyone is, oh yeah. They start to reflect it. They see within themselves, they feel like a Long Ho talking to me. Like that. And then that night, usually Long Ho gonna be in the room until available himself to question until 10 o'clock. And that night he go to midnight. And then, oh, I mean, I'm gonna turn the rest. Everyone is awake, alert, happy, feel free. Until 2 o'clock, nobody go to bed yet. And finally, suddenly, hey, what do we have to practice more program? Hey, go to rest. And then go to rest. The thing is, maybe they get wake up late. But no, they wake up normally 5 o'clock, and then they didn't feel they're tired at all. They feel a lot of energy. And one lady, that's, she in practicing for over 20 years. And she said, you know, I don't know why. I'm so great. I'm so happy. I'm so free. I love happiness. I'm rich and free. And not without maintaining, without trying to keep it. Usually I gotta feel like this. Any retreat, like a day 8 or day 9, to get this feeling. And then when I go back home, I have been with me only 7 days and gone. But this is, I feel I'm not look like I have to maintain it. I don't need to be aware of it. It's already here. Asking the Paul, the one said, oh, that is a blissfulness in Lokuttara, in Pochanka, in seven factor of enlightenment. That's only to approach there without trying, because you see it and you realize the truth. You see the Dharma. That's why you feel that. If you didn't see it, you didn't feel it. Then you're getting lost. You didn't see anything, you are only worried. And try to put yourself in the way of follow the desire, you greet it. I want to be peace, I want to be calm. And everyone see that, and then that is the one's experience with that whole group. To see the Dharma in the same day and same time. From their point of view. From their point of view, different people have different point of view. This is the way Long Ho retreat and Long Ho teaching. Everywhere, even though in Taiwan. This is a big master teacher in Taiwan. From the Fong Bin. That's the biggest monk in Taiwan. Fong Bin. Four Pong San, they were the Four Pong San, yeah. Xin Wen, Qing Wen, the biggest master in Taiwan. He's like a second one. Famous, even famous in Taiwan. This is the first time we met, we visit Taiwan. We don't expect to see him, we just visit his temple, so big, too beautiful, that's it. But we went there, first he came out to, he met he there, and then okay, have guest come, he go out to Taiwan to pay respect, welcome. And then we be there. Long Ho asked him, oh, you are the owner here. We come about 20 people. Can you give some Dharma talk for all of them? And he give Dharma talk, give all 20, 30 minutes. And then he said, could you give Dharma talk to my student too? Long Ho keep start talking, how to practice. About 20 minutes. But all that Long Ho talking about him. How practice all the beginning until processing, and he just come down from his seat, come to pay respect Long Ho, and he's so happy, so enjoy, and then he be a guy bring Long Ho to show everywhere in whole temple. And this picture, and all the students surprised because of Taiwanese people master. Right? Have to good form to keep the everything going well. I never seen my master like this. But I said, I always see my master like this. And That moment, Long Paul said, we are laughed because no translator there. They're holding their hand and talking, they're laughing. Long Paul cannot speak Chinese.
Maybe because they don't understand each other.
No. Long Paul said, the mind, he asking, can I be your brother? And of course. They're laughing. My communication. That is the thing happened like this a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, Long Paul then surprised me one day in Hong Kong. One day that's Long Paul give a Dharma talk in the college. And have the board and the card and the flyer around the wall, anywhere. And one man, he had a backpack. And then he come to sit in front of the audience in the Dharma talk. I look at him. I just control the slide for Long Paul. Long Paul keep talk. He look weird. Like I did not listen to Dharma talk. He's looking for something. I don't know what it is. But he really weird. You know, and Kai cannot stand still. But he has to be there. Something like that, I feel. And then, finally, when the end of Dharma talk, and probably chanting and blessing. When after finish blessing, chanting, and then we come one by one, he will use the can, holy can, blessing everyone by head, and then have the oil, the blessing oil, to put on the head to blessing everyone. Because someone has come for that only. Not come for Dharma. And they believe this, when Long Paul blessing, they will be lucky. They will be free from obstacle this year, this life. This is the point of view of the way of the brand name Long Paul, Cham Nien. And that guy also come and Kai want to talk. He said, okay, too many people. Go first. You go first. Move. You come to talk later. And then that room that's going to close in the college. We have to go to the place that we stay. Go to the center, small like this. And he keep following about 20 people following one letter talk to Long Paul. And he come first. Okay, you first, come. And he said, I want nothing. I just please bless me to go to heaven. I'm going to die. And Long said, no need, you're not die yet. And he started to explain who he is. He used to be the high officer, police officer. And he left to do the business with friends. And business collapsed. Lost everything. His wife already committed suicide herself. He had two kids, 8 years old. And 10 years old, something I forgot, really age, but still young. And he showed his backpack. In his backpack, he writes, have the food, and have the letter. Guru found this, please wear a dress of my kid. Government, even if he died, government will take care of the kid. Because he want to go up to the building and then jump down. He already planned. I just need you to raise me to go to heaven, that's it. No need to die. First, everyone in there, nobody touched him. Long Paul touched him. Only Long Paul Chunian touched him. And then asked me, how much donation today? Go to college. And Long Paul keep talking to him. I said, I already get a job. But so far, I have to go by the train about 3 transit. The money for me just can buy only this today. I have no money to get to work. Until the end of the month that I can get money. I don't know how to survive. No money. Only one way, that's the way out. If they jump on the building and then I die, then my kid will survive. Think only that. And I said, no need. And they count money, that is about $4,500 Hong Kong. They said, okay, I keep you all. You need to go to heaven. You need to go to heaven. Keep you all. And he said, no, I don't want. He said, I don't want. Keep it. You not die. You need to go to heaven and your child is happy and then you get a job. And that's it done. And we are curious also, it's true. Dunghua said, yeah, it's true. It's not fake. It's real because the people in suffering, confused, don't know how to do. And the other occasion in Hong Kong also, like Dunghua just come from Thailand, just landing in an airport and have group of people come to welcome Dunghua. And sitting for waiting for the people to ride the car, and then they can go out from the gate and get the car and leave. And then one people just walk past by. Just walk past by him and then call the one Thai people, go to call, just people come here. And then call just how much money I have. And give to them that about $800 Hong Kong. Give to you. You don't need to do anything wrong. That is called what? Because they have no money to return today, they will get trouble with the gang. And they might do something wrong to get money, and they will put in a jail. You will keep here, and then you free. No need to return. It's something like this. Sometimes to deal with people. But in a Dharma retreat is many, I see many benefits that I always talk to all the people come to Longpo retreat. When you listen to Longpo teaching, you need to do anything. Just enjoy with him and reflecting yourself. And I really believe he will lead you to see that you're supposed to see, you're supposed to realize automatically. And one retreat, I don't know, that lady is how it is when the end of the retreat that she's so shamed her life. She have money, she have house, she have the money in the bank, offer everything to Longpo Chanyan because she see there's nothing here, she want to ordain. And I said, okay, I receive everything, this belongs to me, okay? This house belongs to me, the money in the account is a lot. Belong to me, everything belongs to me now. But I want to give you to take care for me. And take care of your life too. And you need to ordain. And if someone else, maybe, oh, a lot of money. She has sincere and strong faith to ordain. To be a bhikkhuni. But no, not yet. Just point turn only to blissful, to good, to great, to see the way, but it's just some illusion of goodness. And I said, no, not yet. Go to live normally and take care of house for me. And take care of all this money in the bank also for me. And pass by a few years. Realize, okay, that is lucky, not doing that. That thing not happen, not go to ordain. This thing happen like this, and the way what I see, Longpo Chanyan is more than 10 years. He really equal and same from beginning what it is and the end what it is. He just same the way of loving kindness equally. How he see people, how he love, how he the way he respond. Pass by 70 years, 30 years, that people already shame, no more respect him. He still respect that people same, and it is same love that people have. This is how the equanimity that he has. That's when he always help how we work and non-stop. And the way his Dharma is unique. If people ask him what technique he's gonna teach, I don't know what technique. But what he can teach us, it fit in you. What it can fit in you, you can see that. He used you as an object, as a subject to teach. And for yourself to find yourself, and you can walk by yourself. No technique. People may ask, what technique of teaching? He doesn't have technique. Because in Buddha time, you know, Paul say mentioned that in Buddha time, Buddha didn't talk about technique also. If you want to maintain enlightenment, as a technique of Ananda, you have to be this posture. Not lying down, and not sitting, not lying down. If you want a technique of the Pantaka, you have to floating in the air. If you want the technique of the Jakuban, that you have to practice until you blind. And then you can attain a little bit. There is no technique. The way is you find yourself, you see yourself, and use your potential to practice, to realize the Dharma, to see the Dharma within ourselves. That is the way Ho Chi Minh teaching in over 50 years around the world. And this next program is going to come, is the first time in Australia on June, July. If you have a chance, and I would like to introduce him to you and then inspire you to come to see, to listen. You can have a workshop, today workshop and some Dhamma talk, some place else. And then I have 7-day retreat. 7-day retreat also. If you can go to join the retreat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yes, okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I'm just speaker of. I'm just speaker of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And the way of Long Po also is always make everything in unity. To make in unity. This is the first time went to Taiwan. We have a conflict. Point of view. This is a long time, since Buddha time I can say, between Mahayana and Theravada. Mahayana look at Theravada, oh, this people is selfish. And Theravada look at the Mahayana, oh, you don't know how to swim, but try to help people in the river. Thai conflict point of view. But Long Po, that's a
yes.
Answer. To fix,
yes, hi.
To combine the point of view, to have no more conflict in this point of view. In Mahayana have Theravada, in Theravada have Mahayana. Is just the path, just the way. In the point of view of the Theravada, we want to become a great disciple of the Buddha at Mokkhalana Sariputta. And in point of view of the Mahayana, that I want to become a great, greatest one, can have more ability, can help more people. That's why I become Mahayana. Maha is great, Yana is great, Yana is become the Buddha himself. Or someone not only become the Buddha, but become great disciple of Buddha in the future. That's the Mahayana for him. And Long Po said, in Mahayana have Theravada. How? They want to cultivate themselves, collect perfection to help more people, helping, helping, helping. And one day, they see, oh, I have a way to go too far. I give up. In Mahayana have Theravada. And Mahakasapa, that one rule, you have intention to become the Buddha, but change. Intention become the noble one, with the Gautama Buddha. And in Theravada also, have Mahayana, we cultivate, practice, practice, practice to become the enlightened one this life. But one certain of the point, to get there.
Oh, I see how it is. Oh, easy to go there. If I get there today, not much benefit to the other. I want to go further.
See, in Theravada I have Mahayana. In Mahayana I have Theravada. The answer that day, no conflict between anyone. And that's first teaching. This professor, Shen, one who is in the, what you call the, Utu Niyom Vithaya, weather forecast. Weather forecast. She the leader. And that day, by Long Po reduced everything there, everyone in same, in unit, in same, in unit, in same pace, and was start to keep Dhamma talk. When the end, she will do attain the Dhamma. She not eat and not sleep for 5 days.
So joy, so much joy.
Joy and blissfulness of the Dhamma realization. And she write a letter, sent to the minister, I will quit. I want to be a bhikkhuni. But minister not allowed. And day three, she called, where Long Po, trying to find out where Long Po. And midnight, she gonna come and Long Po told me, you go to talk to me. I go to sleep. And I just sit from midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning, just again. Yes, she's so full of Dharma, explaining those, this, which I just sit with her and then yes. Just yes and yes and yes and yes with her. Because of Dharma flew out. And Long Po said that she realized the Dharma, realized the truth. But not really attained in state of noble one. But she know herself, she the Bodhisattva. She come here to collect the perfection, to future. That the way that how Long Po teaching, how Long Po helping people, how benefit to an expectation with people. And also I can say you all also when joy, when maybe something happen and change, you never expect also. This is a unique Long Po Chung Nien. It's a unique Long Po Chung Nien that I just introduce him to you, and then we'll come on June. If you have chance, please come to join with Long Po Chung Nien.
So translate. Oh, okay. Well, do you want to say it?
I'm tired.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone